And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. I'm a real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, although I don't just invest in Texas. I have many real estate investments outside of Texas. I share personal real estate investing anecdotes, experiences, knowledge I learned along the way, and also interview fellow successful real estate investors occasionally for this show. And I learned effective real estate investing. There is a difference. I learned that from Lifestyles Unlimited beginning in 2013, and I continue to invest each and every year. I am unburdened by what has been and unburdened by the future, as I have a real estate roadmap that guides me through all markets, regardless of political powers, either left or right. And that roadmap was created by our founder, Del Walmsley, over 30 years ago, and it helps keep us on track. Regardless of whatever noise is going on in the world, it doesn't slow us down. Now, today I'm going to discuss how real estate allows the lifestyle. What do I mean by that? And am I saying real estate investing allows a life of luxury cars, vacation houses, jet planes, European trips? Not really. I'm not talking about that. Can that happen? Sure. Do some people participate in that? Some very successful investors? Absolutely. But what I'm talking about is just an everyday lifestyle. Time to celebrate and participate in everyday living. Having the time and means. It's important. You've got to have both to just enjoy an everyday middle-class life, relatively stress-free. This is the reward of passive income. Let's say your financial requirements on a monthly basis are $4,000 to $5,000 a month. But in passive income, you're earning $7,000 to $8,000 a month. Are you stressed financially? No. Do you have the income to now focus on peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness? Yes, you do. That's what I'm talking about. It's not, we say this all the time, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. That's what we're talking about. There's more to life than just money. However, with no money, all your time and energy is focused on getting money. We need money to get by each and every month. Yes, there is a price we pay to live, to provide, and it takes money. But if you're spending all your time and energy focusing on getting that money, and then you have no time or energy left, then how do you live the lifestyle? It's all tied together. We invest to make money, yes, but we're not trading massive amounts of time and energy. That's the difference. A job is really, it's just trading time and energy for money. That's it. That's all a job is. The houses I own, the rental properties, I purchased those years ago. The time was put in way back when. Yes, do I have the occasional turn when a resident moves out and I've got to get the house ready? Sure, but the time really has been spent, and then the house just continues to provide that monthly income each and every month. The passive investments that I'm invested in, that work was put in years ago, way back. Now, I've entered into a few passive investments this year, and I've entered into a few the year before and prior to that each and every year. And it takes a little bit of time on each, right? You've got to analyze the investment. You've got to speak to the lead. You've got to understand if the lead has the skill set to pull off the business plan that they're proposing. Sure. But then I invest and I'll be invested and rewarded for the next several years. So my time input is complete. Now, I am engaged with the monthly reports and I review those, but that we're talking minutes, friends, minutes. It's not like a 40 or 60 hour per week, 52 weeks on end, year after year job, right? That job just so you can get enough money to ensure that you have to go back to work the next day, the next year, and just keep on treading, right? I'm in the business of evaluating an investment, making the investment, and then getting paid on that investment for years to follow. Again, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. And with the money, now we have the means to do what we want, when we want, with whomever we want, on our terms. So we invest in real estate to make money. Sure, that's primary. But the real estate investing gives us our time back to focus on what is most precious, life. Time is the one resource that each of us has less of every day, right? Tomorrow, you will have less time than you had today, right? That's just how life progresses. But time allows the lifestyle. So lifestyle is about what we talk about. It's about having time and financial means to live, to do everything we always deferred when we were in that conventional wisdom plan, trading time for money, and then we never had time or energy to actually live. That's the lifestyle, is having the time and financial means to live. Now, last week or a couple of weeks back, I shared a disturbing article, and it still haunts me. In fact, I was just discussing it again with my wife the other night, if you missed the show. But basically, the article is written by a daughter about her father that recently passed away. And I'll describe this guy: religiously frugal, saved for decades so he could retire at 56. And then when he retired, he had to fit his retirement into a very, very tiny financial box. He had come up with the conclusion that I can spend X amount per year, X amount per month. And it was a tight, tight box. So he had time, but he really didn't have any money, and he didn't have much of a lifestyle. We need both. And so the daughter's writing the article, and the whole lesson that she wanted to share with the world was, the lesson she took away was, never stop working. That's not the lesson, friends. That's the wrong lesson. She didn't even get it. The lesson is that the father, instead of working and scrimping and saving for 3+ decades, should have been busy creating lifelong passive income, investing for passive income that will stay with you for the end of your days and will grow each and every year along with your net worth. And then when you retire, or when you decide to stop, or when your passive income coming in is greater than your financial needs, then you can, quote unquote, retire. Retirement is a financial condition. And this man, unfortunately, didn't meet the financial condition, lived out the end of his days, died relatively young, and it was just miserable. It was just sad. But he should have taken 3 decades instead of scrimping and saving and been investing. Now, let's look at 2 methods of retirement. All right. Method one, I'm just going to call it the conventional wisdom plan. And it's what we're all taught from a very young age. It's drummed into us. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, right? Be a good person. Nothing wrong with that. Learn how to be a good worker. Learn how to be a good taxpayer. Get that job. Start the retirement plan. Feed the plan for 40 to 50 years. And then and only then will you get to live a lifestyle. That's the trade-off that they make, right? Here's the contract. You give me 40 years, sometimes 5, 6, 7 days a week. You will work. You will have little time with your family, even less time to engage in activities of interest. You will live under a blanket of constant financial stress. You will struggle to balance work and life. And just maybe at the end of all your sacrifice, I might make you an old millionaire. I bought into that trade. And that sounds harsh, right? I know many of you listening out there are probably going, my gosh, Mike, that's harsh. Did I speak the untruth? That's the plan. Is that a good deal? No, I woke up in my 40s and I said, there's got to be a different way. So method two is the different way. Now, first of all, again, I didn't learn it until I was middle age. All right. I wish I knew it sooner. And I learned method two from Lifestyles Unlimited. And yes, I owned real estate prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited. I just wasn't doing it very good. And I was humble enough to know I wasn't doing it very good. So I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I got educated and I learned how to effectively, you hear me use that word all the time. There's real estate investing, then there's effective real estate investing. Create the passive income. It's all about the passive income. So method two, save to invest. Don't save to retire. invest in cash flowing real estate. Don't invest in the stock market. It's only an investment if it has cash flow. This is going to sound tough, but I've done it, and I wouldn't ask you to do anything I haven't done. Cash out the retirement funds, right? Get out of those plans. Buy more cash flowing real estate. Create a cash flow snowball of real estate. Use the cash flow and the money from the sales and refinances to do what? To buy more cash flow. That's method two in a nutshell. Go buy cash flow. Wealthy people buy streams of income. That's method two. Let's take $100,000 and boil down the two methods, okay? Conventional plan, method one, put the $100,000 in a retirement plan, just like you're taught. Wait 30 years, then live off of whatever that $100,000 becomes, right? It's a predetermined destiny. You paint yourself into that box. Whatever that number is, $400,000 is optimistic. The stock market doesn't just go up each and every year. There will be some down years. But for this exercise, I'm going to use $400,000. By the way, that's taxable, okay? You still got to pay your part to the man. So he's going to take a portion of that. Now, that's method two. Let's do real estate. Let's pick a conservative annual cash flow, 5%. All right, I'm being conservative. For 30 years, if I made $150,000, that would be reinvested. That's just the cash flow, okay? Now let's do the cash flow at 5% on $250,000, right? I had 30 years of that cash flow. That's just one method that we use, and that earned an additional $150,000. I'm adding it to the original $100,000. So now I got $250,000. That's $12,500 annually. Every 4 years, my investment's going to double in value. Again, I'm being conservative, right? Let's be even more conservative. Let's say every 5 years. All in real estate, an average return is a 20% annualized return, tax-free. Do you have any idea how much money that is? I did the math, and it's such a big number, I'm not even going to share it on the radio show, okay? Do $100,000 compounded annually times 20%. You'll be blown away. If I am 50, 80% wrong, it's still a ton of money. But you're going to take those returns and you're going to buy more cash flow. At only 20%, it's millions of dollars, my friends. This is how you retire. This is how you create wealth so that you can then live the lifestyle. This is what I mean when I say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And the best time to start investing in real estate is right now. Sure, do we all wish we could have invested 30 years ago? Yes, it would. If I'd started in my 20s, it would have been even better. I'm glad I'm here now. Are you here now? What's holding you back? What's holding you from starting? Are you going to just keep burying your head in the sand and doing the conventional wisdom plan and hoping that when you're old, you'll have enough money to then paint yourself in a big enough box? You know what the largest group of people going to work? Now, you have millennials. They're all entering the workforce. Sure. The largest group coming back to work is people that retired, quote unquote, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, and then life got so expensive, they're going back to work. I don't want you to be in that box, my friends. See you on the other side.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you'd like to learn what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited and the methods we use, I invite you to our free workshop. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com, or go to the website lifestylesunlimited.com, and you can pick one of those workshop times and dates, and it is fully, you're engaging, right? It's live. So you can engage, you can interact, you can ask questions. It's not just a series of videos out there. And my email address, I'm here to help, is askmike@luinc.com. Investing in real estate for a lifestyle is a lifelong commitment. I've built a cash flow snowball over the last 13 years, but what I'm most excited about is the next 13 years. And you know what my mentality is on a daily basis? I'm going to share my mentality. This is great. My daily attitude is best summed up in a speech that Nick Saban would share with his players on occasion. And if you don't know who Nick Saban is, I would expect everybody to know who Nick Saban is, but the greatest college coach of all time. He was the coach at Alabama. And he had this speech he used to share with his players, and I'm going to share it with you. It goes like this. You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You can have talent, but if you don't have discipline, if you don't execute, if you don't focus, you get nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So nothing is acceptable but your best. Everything is determined by you trying to be your best. There should be nothing else but that for everybody. Let those words sink in. Friends, this is how you succeed. One day at a time, one task at a time, one investment at a time. Do your best every time. I built my real estate portfolio one house at a time, and then I added one multifamily investment at a time, and I was making the best decisions I could every time. Tomorrow, I'm going to make another investment, or this year, I'm going to make another investment, and I'm going to do my best each and every time. Now, were they always perfect investments? No, but the next opportunity, I jumped back in. I didn't quit. There's a saying out there, overnight success takes years, and I still have a long way to go. Remember that cash flow snowball I mentioned. Why do I say it's a lifelong commitment? Because you've got to keep feeding it. You've got to keep going. It's a lifelong commitment. You don't get to some point and then just shut it down. I guess you could, but why? What if you're going to live to be 100, 105? No one knows how long we're going to live, so I'm not shutting it down. I'm going to continue with the lifelong commitment of buying streams of income. Like wealthy people do, they buy streams of income. So you keep investing, you do your homework, you do the investment properly, get fixed rate financing, don't speculate, right? Stock market speculation, we talk about it all the time. It's all about the hopes that it's going to go up tomorrow until the day it doesn't. So don't gamble. Don't gamble. Maintain the model that we teach, the Lifestyles Unlimited model. We talk about that. What is that model? That's best product, best price. If I buy a rental property in a working class neighborhood, I'm not going to go in and put crown molding throughout and just trick out the house above and beyond, because it's not what's best for the investment. I'm going to make it the nicest house I possibly can at the level that will bring the most effective rental income. So you're going to look at what's in the neighborhood, right? We teach this ability of analyzing other homes in the neighborhood. Now, if the other homes in the neighborhood all have crown molding, you're going to need to put crown molding in. But typically the rental properties we're buying, we're not putting crown molding in. We putting granite countertops in? Sometimes. Not every time. Are we putting stainless steel appliances in? Sometimes. Not every time. We're doing best product, best price for the neighborhood. If everything in the neighborhood is renting for $1,800, do we want to rent for $2,000? No, we don't want an empty home. Yes, we fixed it up. We made it nice. We're not slumlords. But if everything in the neighborhood's at $1,800, I want to be at $1,800. I might even be at $1,775. Okay? Best product, best price. Management. You can self-manage, and we teach you. If you self-manage, be engaged, be involved, be responsive to your resident. That's best product, best price, run by the best people. If you have a management company, do some research. Make sure that they understand your model. They need to be responsive to that resident. That resident is your client. Take care of it. It's the goose that lays the golden egg. A happy resident's going to stay in your property for a long period of time. You want a resident that's going to stay in the property a long period of time. Do your background checks, right? Do your credit checks. Make sure that the resident is a good person and they can qualify, right? But you're taking the long approach. Early on, I was talking about the time commitment that I put into my investments. Well, that time commitment's already behind me, okay? I still have the investments. I'm taking the long approach. Does it mean that I hold on to a house for 20 years? No, we don't teach that. That's dead equity. Understand what we're doing. Take the long approach. Also understand this. There's a lot of people that will, they believe it's okay, and there's information and videos out there that think it's okay to break even or even lose a little bit of money on their real estate each and every month. That's negative cash flow that's coming out of your pocket. No, no, and no. That property must have monthly income to the positive each and every time. If it doesn't, what these folks are actually teaching is more of an appreciation model. And that's, do we count appreciation as one way we make money? Certainly, it is one way, but it's not the way. And I have several people that have sent me emails. I have personal friends that have purchased rental property, and they fully believe it's okay to lose $300, $400, $500, $600 a month because they're telling themselves at some point in the future, I will sell this property and I will make all my money back. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but in the meantime, you're negative $300, $400, $500, $600 a month. Why would you put yourself in a position to where you're paying for something that's not paying you back? It must cash flow. It's not an investment if it doesn't cash flow. So, so important. Hopefully I drove that home. All right, from our listener, I got an email from Shirley. Again, thanks, Shirley. Keep the emails coming. Shirley says, hello, sir. On one of your shows, I thought I understood you to say that you would not spend more than 10% of your net worth on a property. I want to invest and do not fall under those. I don't want to fall under 7 reasons that you shared for people to not start investing, but I'm a low wage earner and I think I could squeeze $20,000 to $25,000 on a property. Trying to grow my knowledge in real estate at almost 60 years old. Don't know if I possibly tried one party. Could I get enough one property? Could I get enough help from mentors to close a deal and then continue from money and equity from property to purchase a second one? Let me know what you think. Great question. I have I've got many, many investments across many states, and I am lucky enough to have basically been investing for a period of time to where, no, I'm not going to risk more than 10% of net worth on one property. Now, when I started investing, when I bought my first rental home, I didn't have that 10% rule. It would have never worked because my net worth wasn't that great. So I had to take what money I had and put it into the property I could at a time. So what I was speaking of, Shirley, in that is that it's an overview of all my multifamily investments, just how I do it today. I've been able to create some rules for myself. Now, you mentioned, are we able to help? As members, we're always available to help. So I recommend you come attend some of our events. Come network with us. We're a very tight group. Don't know what city you're in. If you're in Houston, we have a group there. If you're in Central Texas, we have a group there. Dallas-Fort Worth states, we have Tennessee groups. We have Virginia groups. We have Arizona groups. Their California contingent of Lifestyles Unlimited members and investors is huge. Same for Hawaii. So wherever you are, there's always going to be fellow members. And yes, we're very excited to help you. I've met people from New York, Michigan, New Jersey, Washington, Oregon. I mean, you literally name the state. I'm leaving a lot out. Okay, you mentioned you were 60 years old. Shirley, 60 is young. You've got to play the game like you have 40 years remaining, okay? Don't ever think you're too old for real estate investing. It is a lifelong blessing, this passive income. And I hit that in the earlier segments, that passive income is what enables us to buy our life back one piece at a time. If it's $400 a month, we just paid your utility bill. Okay. If you get that second one, it's another $400 a month and you got a car payment. Hopefully we're paying the car payment. But basically we call it chunking, and it's buying your life back, and it's, you're never too old to start. And 60 sure as heck isn't too old to start. Okay. Another article. I'll read the title here. It says, Life Happens. New England couple with state pensions had their early retirement shattered by sudden medical expenses and inflation. Three ways to prepare your nest egg for the unexpected. Okay. I always like going into these, but talks about how many people aim to retire early. Why? So they can enjoy their post-work lives while they're still healthy and mobile. This is what we're talking about, guys. The system tells you you have to be old to retire. The average retirement age in America is increasing, and that's according to Gallup's annual Economy and Personal Finance survey, whatever that is, but I found it, and it says the average U.S. retirement age is going up. Now, why is it going up? For one thing, we're living much longer lives, which is great. That's a good thing. But here's the dirty truth, is that the way they teach us to retire just doesn't work. Now, this couple had a pension, which good for them. Not everybody has a pension. They had a pension. But the bottom line here is now they're struggling. Okay. And back to what we teach. You can't save your way to retirement. It must be a financial condition. So the article goes on and it basically talks how their life has only gotten more expensive. Okay, I knew that 30 years ago. I knew in 1985 that in 2025, things are going to be more expensive. I would need more money for retirement. I will need more money to retire than my father did. Same for you. My father needed more money than my grandfather needed. Life gets more expensive. So the article goes on, and what happened? What happens when you're old? You get medical issues. Okay, so they had medical issues that hit them, and it pretty much wiped out their savings. And then it goes on, it says they have very little income from Social Security due to something called, listen to this, guys, it's the windfall elimination provision. So if you're lucky enough to already have benefits from a pension from a company that you worked 30 years for, and you want to get what Uncle Sam took from you the whole time you were working, which is your Social Security tax, well, Uncle Sam says, not so fast, my friend. You have this juicy pension, and so I'm going to reduce your benefits because you have this pension. Is it your fault that you picked a company to work for that has a pension? No, but Uncle Sam just doesn't look at it like that. And so they take most of their Social Security due to this windfall elimination provision, which is terrible, just how it is. So I went ahead and I looked up retirement savings account balances among people age 55 to 64. You want to know what it is? It's $185,000. You're age 55 to 64 and your average, the savings is 185. Let me tell you what, you're not going to retire. 185 just isn't enough. Again, that's taxed money. They're going to tax it like ordinary income. Now we get to people age 65 to 74. This is when you should be retired. You know what the median balance is? $200,000. Median balance means 50% have less, 50% have more. So where am I going? According to AARP, 20% of Americans age 50 and over have no savings at all. When we say the system's broken, it's absolutely broken. And it's causing people to postpone, quote unquote, the conventional retirement plan that they promised you when you were 20 would work. So these people basically thought they had it made, right? They thought they had it made, and we've got the pension, we'll throw Social Security on top, we've been deferring life all these years. And here's another sad fact. These people are better off than most people by, I mean, they must be upper 5 or 10% of retirees to have that good of a pension to where they're getting hit by this windfall elimination provision. Imagine being so successful that now you're being punished. When we talk about creating that lifelong passive income, that's been the theme of this entire radio show today. It's the real estate income that's allowing the lifestyle, and it's allowing you to overcome life's challenges. But what this couple did, they did what we're all taught from a very young age, and now they're stuck. Now they're in trouble, right? So are you ready? If you're ready, here's what I want you to do. I want you to change and understand that everything you've been taught doesn't work. Now, this article does mention three ways that you can prepare your nest egg, and these are terrible too. They say, boost your retirement savings and set yourself up with at least 1 year's worth of living expenses in cash. Wow, 1 year, that's a long time. If you had passive income, you wouldn't need to have set aside all that money in cash, and you can invest it. But that's what they're teaching people. The second thing they say, postpone your Social Security. All right, you're old, you're broken, you've worked your whole life. Don't take what Uncle Sam owes you. Just postpone it. Just keep going. There is no good plan out there besides creating passive income and buying streams of income the way we teach. If you want to live the life that others don't live, you have to be willing to do the things that others don't do. And along the way, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.